stage Tommy Cooper died on. Shakira.
That was stinky. Tune into WOMY 90.9 FM on the
Anta.
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of hot.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, April 18th, there's an Easter egg hunt from 1 to 2:30 over at River Street Baptist Church. On Saturday, April 19th, there's a Quiet Cat Cafe starting at 12 p.m. at the Huntington Memorial Library. Also happening Saturday, the BSU Gala Streams of Melanin will be happening at 6 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Ballroom. Sunday, April 20th, stay warm and tune into WONY 90.9 FM. Enjoy Easter with family and friends. This weekend's average is around 65. You should expect rain on Saturday. Music-related news this weekend.
Check out the India Project Mamalarkey with their new upbeat and groovy track, Won't Give Up. The Jiver Era's new record, Obsession, is out now. Take a listen to their new hit single, The Weeknd. If you like French dream pop, check out Rozier with their new single, Pontois. The groovy, upbeat, and chaotic alternative group, OK Go, is back with their new record. Take a listen to their single, Love. Panchico, giving similar vibes with their new alternative upbeat track, Honeycomb. Pulp has released their new record after 24 years. Check out their new single, Spike Island. And lastly, if you're still in your Charlie XCX era, you will love Yule's new single, Evangelic Girl is a Gun.
This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked. The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC with any questions.
Okay, everyone, my name is An. I'm your DJ on air. We are here at 7 p.m. on a Saturday night, and it is the 19th. Topics for tonight are provided for me by way of Alexandra Laring Bull. Please introduce yourself.
Whoa, full name. Okay, my name is Lexi. Hi, everybody. That's all I got.
Okay, that was a great intro, man.
Thanks, man.
So Lexi, my dear friend Lexi, whom I love and know very well, has provided us with the topic tonight. Is there any special reason for a guest? No, I just like to have my friends here. What are we talking about, Lexi?
I suggested that we talk about fictional foods from, like, movies, TV shows, games, stuff like that, that we want to eat IRL.
Mm-hmm. I'd want everyone to know Lexi has a very nice, long list.
I think about this a lot.
Yeah. I don't think about it ever, So I came up with some, like, maybe 10 minutes ago. And we're going to see how it goes. So while we get set up here, I have a song for you. This is Alan Stone's Sweet Little Rainbows. And we will be back after this is done. I don't know how long it is. Everyone, just believe in yourselves, okay? We'll be back.
Bubbly clouds come and flow down. Rest your essence on this sacred ground, yeah. Beautiful water flowing for free. I'm at your altar, come baptize me. What a joy it is to fall into your presence. Yeah, lift my voice so I can call and give you blessings. I'm so in love. Open, here is the key. I dive in the ocean, I swim in that sea. Wonderful moisture, heavenly earth. Every morning feels like a rebirth. Well, what a joy it is to fall into your presence. And I lift my voice so I can call and give you blessings. Oh, I'm so in love.
Okay, everyone. We are live with What's for Dinner. Once again, I'm your DJ on air. This is What's for Dinner, like I just said, at 7 p.m. It's a little closer to 7:07, but again, I'm here with Lexi. Say hi, Lexi.
Hi, Lexi.
That was so funny. So, if you were here like 8 minutes ago, you'll know that we're going to talk about fictional foods that we would like to try the most, because this is a show where we talk about food. So, let's jump right into it. No chit-chat. Like, I don't care. Let's go.
I don't want to talk to you.
Oh. Get out. Okay. You want to start us off? Because my short
sure.
is very, my list is very short.
Okay. Should I do my number five or my honorable mentions?
Let's start from least wanted to most wanted, and then we could go honorable mentions.
Okay, word. Okay. So number five, drum roll. The other mother's food from Coraline. Do you remember?
Oh, yes!
She has, like, roast chicken or something in the mango milkshake.
I was just gonna say, what I wanted the most was always the, not just the mango milkshake, the fact that it came on a train.
Yup.
Oh, my God, bro. That was probably, like, one of the things I wanted most was that.
Even the bugs she ate, they look good.
The little chocolate bugs?
Yeah.
I always saw those, and I kind of felt bad, but I was like, how fire would that be?
Like, I feel like it'd be really fire.
I've also always had, like, a fascination with, like, I think my, I don't know, do you have a Wegmans?
Well, no.
Just so you know, Lexi is from nowhere.
Shout out Hoosick Falls.
She just actually, like, defrosted and walked out of the Atlantic where there's nothing out there. But I have a Wegmans because I don't live in, like, Dustland. I have two Wegmans. And one of them used to have, like, a little model train that would go around the ceiling, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
So I always had a fascination with that because, like, my parents would never let me stop and look at it or follow them.
Gravy train is what I'm thinking about now. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I want to... See, now, the other mother totally would have killed me because I would have fell for that food so fast. It looks so good. Like, even the breakfast looked good. The bugs, I'm telling you, everything in that movie looks delicious, except for her real parents' food. So maybe she should have stayed with them.
She should have stayed. Low-key. She should have let them sew buttons into her
low-key
eyes.
Coraline.
Spoilers.
Low-key Coraline, she needs to get with it. She needs to lock in.
Yeah. No, that was really good.
So, do you have a number five, or should I move on?
I have three.
Okay.
So, well, hold on. If you go, you could fit... That's every other, right? Because, like, if you go one, two, one, two, one, two, this one.
Everybody live here on the radio listening to On Men do math. Really rough out here.
I was counting my fingers just so everyone knows. We were talking about the list earlier. We were at dinner talking about the list. And Lexi was like, okay, I have five main, like, I have top five, and I have honorable mentions, which was seven. No joke, I sat there for 10 seconds trying to add five and seven.
And your conclusion?
It was 12. Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody
Thank
cheered.
You. Yeah. So anyway, let's move on.
Okay. So I should say my number four?
Yes.
Okay, my number four, a little basic. Mm-hmm. Something that exists in real life. So technically not fictional, but like it's never going to taste as good as it looks in the movie. Mm-hmm. That's going to be Tiana's beignets.
Yes.
See, now, again, like On mentioned before, I am from hick nowhere, upstate New York. We do not have nice things like beignets.
Yeah.
So I really would like to try hers. And do you remember, like, she, like... Spin the
she
plate.
She would spin it, and she dusted it, and they all came out perfectly
dusted.
Oh, my
gosh.
And I want to say this on the beignets. I've had a beignet, and I was thoroughly underwhelmed. But I feel that it might have been, like, you know, I wasn't in Louisiana, where it's fresh. Like, it wasn't a real beignet.
Yeah.
So I was really hurt because I was still kind of young the first time I had a beignet, and I was like, this does not seem like pillowy and good.
This is
and
widowy, like, not from the Princess and the Frog.
This is widowy, not from Princess and the Frog. Like, what the fuck is going on here? So I was a little disappointed, but I get exactly where you're coming from. So.
And especially, Tiana was my favorite princess. Who's your favorite princess?
Oh, God. I don't know. Oh, my God. I don't know. I haven't watched a Disney movie in so long. Probably Tiana.
You're talking to number one Disney adult right here, unfortunately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mind you, this guy's got season passes.
So. Untrue. I'm poor.
That's your cue, everyone. Click on the GoFundMe in the link below. But this is a radio show, so you can't do that. I am at a loss. I don't know. Elsa? All right, we're getting a little off topic here. I had two Disney princess movies on DVD. Mm-hmm. One was Little Mermaid. And I can't remember what the other one is, actually. No, I used to rent them from the library. That's what it was.
I want everyone on the pod to know that Ann's favorite Disney movie is, in fact, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, my God, it is!
And there is no good-looking food in that movie at all.
Well, okay. okay, they're in, like, Victorian era, and everyone is dying, and, like, you know, it's...
I need to tell a quick story about this.
Okay. We're getting really off topic now.
So we have an hour. It's okay. Can we watch The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Can we watch it?
You need to go back further.
What's that?
You need to go back to the beginning of Fort. All right, we're... Okay.
Okay, we gotta... Okay.
Short and sweet.
He keeps asking to watch it. Finally, one day we go, all right, fine, we can watch it. 2 seconds, and the beginning intro music starts playing. He is bawling. And one thing you need to know about An when he cries is it is visceral. He is...
to know we've been in this semester for 3 months. I only cried once this entire last 3 months. Okay, so when it comes out, it comes out.
Yeah, you know? Seriously, so it sounds comedic, like, at to the point where you go, is he laughing, is he like angry, mm-hmm. what is going on? But he's just wailing at the Hunchback of Notre Dame. I had no idea what was going on. That like nothing sad happened, and he just keeps going, okay, this is real life, this is real life.
Okay, you. You understand? He hits that note and he goes, and out there where the sun sets the morning. If you got, bro, you need to chill. Bro,
everyone should watch that movie and cry a little bit.
It was a good movie.
Okay, period.
All right,
back to the list. Do you have anything?
Okay, let me go. These aren't really in an order, which I probably should have, because yours is so nicely ordered. But the first one I thought of immediately was Tubby Custard from Teletubbies. So, Lexi, you've told me that you've never watched the Teletubbies.
This is true.
Which is horrible, because that's the best show out there ever. You don't even know about Lala, Winky, Tinky,
Poo-poo.
Poo-poo Fart. Yes! My favorite Teletubby. So, it's been a while since I watched it, but they have this machine... And it produces Tubby Custard, and it's just like pink slime.
I've always wanted to eat slime.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like a gloop, and it's Tubby Custard, yummy. And they love it in the vacuum. This is why I love it so much. There was a little vacuum on the show, and he's like, it was cute. This is actually why I want Tubby Custard so much. There was like a web game where you would. It was a web game, like, online, where you would play as the vacuum, and you would clean up the Tubby Custard nest, and it was like...
Wait.
I was
like, no, I get that.
I wish I was there.
I want you to know, every time you're saying Tubby, I think of Patrick when he goes, Tubby. Do you remember that?
Yes. That was a good time.
Wow, beautiful.
And SpongeBob.
Yeah. I love SpongeBob.
This is not the SpongeBob episode, guys.
No, we can't talk about SpongeBob. It's banned.
Next time, I'll have to play a Hunchback of Notre Dame soundtrack.
That would be beautiful.
On the What's for Dinner.
Can you also play Ocean Man? Just for SpongeBob.
You think that might be a little whiplash?
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you'd understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 3?
Mm-hmm.
The Eat Me and Drink Me Cake and Liquid from Alice in Wonderland, but specifically the live action one.
Okay.
Directed by Tim Burton. It's dark and evil.
I have that on DVD.
I rewatched it like a year ago. It is dark and scary and evil, and I don't know how I watched that as a little kid.
I watched that as a little kid a lot, and Lexi knows me, and she knows that I watched a lot of movies that I probably shouldn't have as a kid. That was one I really enjoyed.
I really liked that movie, but it is like really grim. It's really graphic too. Like, do you remember the big cat? Like, not Cheshire Cat, the big one that she, like, stabs, but then
his, like, foot cut off or something?
Something, and then he, like, but then they're friends.
Yeah, but then they're friends, and she rides him around. I remember that.
That's a really great movie.
There's one part of that movie, I could watch the entire thing, but one part that made me really sad is there's a scene where you meet, it's like they're introducing the Queen of Cards, the Queen of Hearts.
Yes.
And she's like, who ate
my jelly?
No, it was a cherry tart or something.
Oh, wait, I have to think about this. I don't remember what it was called, but it was
jelly.
It was something. But he had the frog.
Yeah, it was a cherry tart. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe
he had like a little pie,
a little crumb,
and he licked it off his tongue. And she said, "Kill that guy now!
Off with his head!"
No.
And he had a family. Do you remember? That's like a kids movie. They're dragging the frog away. He's like, please, my kids.
Please spare me, please. Yeah. No.
No, but I specifically want to eat the cake the most, but also I want to shrink and get big. And
it was like a tiny cake too.
Yeah, like, and it looked delicious. Oh my god, it looks
I
so
love
good.
Single serving desserts.
Really?
So cute, perfectly portioned. It's just like fun. You know?
Yeah, I don't even care about cake that much. This cake specifically, especially like you get to shrink and stuff. I don't know. It just looked so good. I remember in the movie, she didn't like the drink. She goes, gross. Well, but I still want it.
Cake was probably fire.
Yeah, true.
All right. My number two, not number two, but that pea that Professor Plutonium was eating in that one episode. It was the episode where, it was the family next to the Powerpuff Girls. And they invited Professor Plutonium and his girls over to eat, but they didn't know that the guy of that household was actually evil and he hated them. And he was a villain. So they're all having dinner and they start fighting, and then his wife, not Professor Plutonium's wife, the evil guy's wife, is like, nobody fight until everyone's done eating or something. So he's chewing on that pea for like, you know, 10 minutes, and he's like,
wow. It's one tiny pea.
One tiny pea.
And you want in on that?
Yes.
Are you going to eat it in 10 minutes?
Yes. I'm going to chew on that thing.
It's like an everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah. Oh, I should have put Charlie in the Chocolate Factory on it.
I have something.
Can I be honest?
Did you just say Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie, not Willy Wonka. Charlie in the Chocolate Factory was my... I loved that movie.
The 2011 one.
Yes, the one with Johnny Depp.
I had that on DVD, too. That is my favorite version.
We have the same DVD collection. I loved this movie. I have one on there from that movie.
Can I change my answer?
Yes, yes.
Now I'm thinking about that. Just get me, like, wild in that candy.
Do you remember they were... Yeah,
they're just grabbing it.
Yes. I'm Augustus Gloop down.
I wanted to be him so bad. I can't even, like, not when he got sucked up. I just want to go to, like... You know?
I remember specifically there was, like, some sort of bush, and it's just, like, he, like, opened it up, grabbed it with his big, greedy hands, and it was just, like, frosting. It just looked like goop frosting. That's Tubby Custard.
There was, like, I think it was, like, a flower. It was, like, a teacup flower, and, like, she ate it or something.
Yeah.
It was, like, hard candy.
Period.
Like,
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
so
the grass.
That.
Yum.
Yeah.
That is so... I love that movie.
Oh, the grass! I wanted to eat the grass so bad! Oh, my God! I wanted to eat the grass so bad! Oh my god! Because it's just him, and he's just has his fist in the grass. And like, I wanted that so bad. Oh my god, I'm so good.
I love it. Do you know my brother and I always say? Do you remember the dentist? His dad was a dentist, and he goes lollipops.
Lollipops. I do recall.
My brother and I always say that. Okay, do I move on?
Yes.
Okay, my number two. Mm-hmm. Now. We all know I'm a Disney adult. I've said this.
Okay.
Guess what else I am? Harry Potter adult.
Oh.
I want to drink pumpkin juice from Harry Potter so bad.
See, I know about the butterbeer. I've never heard about the pumpkin
juice.
So,
I have been to Universal Orlando, and they have butterbeer and they have pumpkin juice. Now, butterbeer, I don't like soda.
Yeah.
I don't like fizzy drinks. Butterbeer is fizzy, so I don't mess with that.
And can I be honest? A mission to... Lexi, who already knows, and to all of my 6,000 million and counting listeners right now, I have never read or watched the Harry Potter series. That's not true. I have one of the Harry Potter movies on DVD.
Which one?
It's like, I don't remember which one it is.
Do you remember what happens?
I remember the intro very specifically. It's like this park and like this tunnel. And there's
oh
like
my
the
god, you have
guys.
The you have the sixth one.
That's the sixth one.
Yes.
So I have that one and I watch it.
Do they have butterbeer? They have butterbeer in that
I don't
movie.
Know if they have butterbeer, but like I know that that's like
a yeah. No, I'm not a big fan. I don't like fizzy drinks.
In my head, I never imagined it carbonated.
I didn't either. So imagine my surprise. I'm 7 years old. I go, I love Harry Potter. I want to drink all the butterbeer. I drink. I go, yuck. Not a fan, but pumpkin juice, I have had it. They sell it in a bottle, so you don't get, like, a special cup. But it comes in, like, a special bottle with a pumpkin as the cap.
Okay.
It's really cute. It tastes like, just, like, fall. It kind of is, like, apple juicy, but there's some pumpkin. There's, like, cinnamon, a bunch of spices.
A little spice.
It is
so that delicious. Sounds good.
It is so good. I need to drink it at breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Was it cold?
Yeah, yeah. They put it in these big buckets of ice, and you can get, like, regular drinks, too. But if anybody has the privilege of going to Orlando, Florida, get pumpkin juice and thank me later. It is so delicious. I think about it all the time. Every time I see that there's some sort of fall drink, I get it, and I go, I want it to taste like pumpkin juice, and never does.
Yeah. I will say, I don't know if going to Orlando, Florida is a privilege or a privilege sentence, but I share that sentence, that sentiment with Lex.
Okay, I think going to Universal Studios is a privilege. Being anywhere near the southern border is a curse and terrible and should only be wished upon your worst enemies.
Yeah, that's fine. Is it weird if I say it sounds like it'd be good warm? I really like apple
No, warm. Like I said, it just tastes like fall, so it could be, I like cold drinks, but it would definitely be good warm. It's, oh my God, you would love it, I think. It's really good.
I believe it.
Oof.
Okay, that was good.
Thank you.
Your next one is number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll go with my last one. This is really specific, and it's weird that it's specific because I've never actually watched the show. It's from an episode of Courage the Cowardly Dog. It's like the episode where Grandma gets turned into a baby. And so Courage the Cowardly Dog is, like, trying to, like, you know, take care of her. And he's like...
That was a great impression.
Thank you. And anyway, she's like, I want mac and cheese. So he's making her mac and cheese. But then she's like, there's not enough pasta in this. So then he adds more pasta. She's like, there's not enough cheese now. So he adds cheese. But, like, each time he comes back... It's just, like, layers of cheese and pasta and pasta and cheese. And, again, I've never really watched the show because that was too far. Apparently, that show was too scary for me as a kid, despite watching,
Courage,
like, Dark
the Cowardly Dog?
I don't know. I'll say this. Scary movies, okay. For some reason, scary children's cartoons that are, like, kind of gross.
Do you know what scared me?
What?
There was an episode of Family Matters, and I used to watch a lot of those sitcoms. Like, I love Full House. I love Family Matters. Mm-hmm. There was an episode where, like, one of the girls, I don't know if I can say this, they brought a gun to school.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
Family Matters.
Yeah.
Well, that is a scary topic.
It was 6 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. I'm getting ready for school, and I'm like, ooh, I want to watch my show. She has, like, a gun at school. And she's like, this is for anybody who tries to take my new sneakers. And I go... And it scared me so bad, I didn't watch TV for, like, 3 weeks. I'm not kidding. I was so afraid.
I feel like that should be the reaction.
I know. Why were they doing that?
On Family Matters.
I know. It was the 90s. That wasn't even, like, a thing yet.
Yeah. It's effed up. It's a thing now.
Yay! Woohoo! Anyway.
Anyways. Like, cartoons like, Courage the Cowardly Dog... Ren and Stimpy scared me because it was gross. Have you never seen Ren and Stimpy? Thank God. It's gross. It's like, I don't know. Tangent. The children shows that are nasty? Ew!
No, I loved nasty shows. Do you remember Sanjay and Craig?
I hated that show.
That show was disgusting.
You know why I hated it? I didn't... It's weird that I hated it because I never seen an episode. I just saw it and I was like... Get this guy out of
it was so gross. Like, I loved it though. It was so funny that it literally, I don't think it got renewed for a single season. I think they put it out and parents were like, this is so disgusting.
Yeah, I can't stand it. The ones in particular, Ren and Stimpy and then Cat Dog, which, by the way, it's this cat and
I
dog.
Know Cat Dog.
Ew! Like, as a kid, I was like, I got so stressed out because I would look at them and be like, how do they poop? Like, what do they do
when they have to poop?
It stressed me out. I'm tearing up right now because I never found the answer for that. So those kind of shows mess me up. Anyways, that mac and cheese looked really good.
Yummy.
In specific, because this is kind of guilty pleasure, I prefer baked mac and cheese. And I love when baked mac and cheese just has, like, big globs of cheese.
Yes.
Like, they didn't mix it all the way. And so there's just, like, nice globs. And that's kind of what it gave. And I really appreciated that.
So I'm thinking his grandma made the mac and cheese, right?
No, he made it.
But for his grandma?
A baby. Yes.
Oh, what?
She got turned into a baby. That was, like, the episode.
Well, okay. My question is, does your grandma make good mac and cheese?
Yes.
Because Nana makes, like, hamburger helper.
Okay, well, but, my grandma's black.
Well, okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about but my other grandmother, who's passed away since, RIP, she made the best mac and cheese in the whole mm-hmm. world. It was so good. But I'm interested in here about yours.
So she makes baked mac and cheese. I don't think I've ever been in a room when she made it. And she's kind of getting up there. I don't know how old mm-hmm. she is now. She's, like, around 70 or older. So she doesn't do a lot of the cooking because, you know, like, hurts her to stand up and stuff. Oh. She's old. Shout out, Grandma. But she, yeah, she was the main supplier of mac and cheese. Won the mac and cheese. Seafood gumbo.
Oh, I've never had that.
So good. That's the only situation that I like okra is in gumbo.
I've never had okra.
Okra is so, like, I really love the taste of okra, but it has a very, I don't think you would like it. Mm. It's kind of similar to green peppers.
Yucky.
It's like
I'm
slimy.
Allergic to green peppers, everyone. Yeah. Don't ever serve me anything with green peppers.
Yeah. Don't nobody on the show plan to kill Lexi with green peppers.
No, thank you.
That'd be horrible. But it's kind of got like a slimy texture when it's cooked, so it's, yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
But I like it in gumbo. It's good because you don't get the slime. What else? Mac and cheese, the gumbo. She would make peach cobbler.
I love peaches. Mm-hmm. I've never had peach cobbler, though. Oh, my God. Wait, bean pie is so good.
See, I put everyone on. Everyone who's listening right now, you're like, ugh. Bean pie? What? I never had.
Oh, that's gross.
Sick.
That's sick. That gross.
It's delicious. Doesn't taste like beans at all.
Mm-mm.
It just tastes like pie.
It literally tastes like if pie had like no. If it was like there's a vanilla pie. There's vanilla flavor. Like a vanilla flavor where it just doesn't taste like anything, but it's like pie. It's just generic pie. It's really good.
I really like it because it has a great texture. I can't give away the recipe because someone would come and kill me because that's family. Look, can I tell you the story? I don't know if I told you this before. One time I asked my grandma, like, how did you get this recipe? Like, who taught you how to make it? And she was like, there was a lady long, long before me. And she wrote this recipe down on a piece of paper and she said, don't give it to anybody. Do not, and I'm not joking. She said this, she said it to me like this word for word. She said, don't tell anybody about this recipe. And she said that I left something out and you have to add something new to change it. So whenever the recipe gets passed down, it's like different. So
you'll never be able to make perfect bean pie.
I'm afraid I'm not going to know how to make it at all.
Oh no.
I'm afraid that we're getting to the point where we're losing
recipes. Bean pie is
losing
it. Oh no. Bean pie, please
like,
come back.
We got the mac and cheese. You know, we got the cobbler. What? Oh, sorry. She also makes German chocolate cake.
Yummy.
And I feel like there's a lot of food I'm forgetting. Mm. But she makes good stuff. So I'm afraid we're losing, like, the... Have you seen that video? And it's this guy, and he's going off on, like, a very clearly, like, sexist rant.
Oh, my God.
But he goes, like, the ladies are not losing... They're not learning from mom. We're losing recipes. And first of all, crazy thing to say, but I kind of get it. Like, I don't even know how to cook like that.
I know. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, I don't know any of, like, my grandparents. Like, not that, like, something... Like I said, Nana's a hamburger helper queen. But, like, my other grandparents, like, I don't know. I mean, oh, well. Okay, my grandmother who passed away, she made really great food. Papa, who's still alive, he's, like, living in the boonies eating, like, deer every day.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's any recipes there. But, I don't know any recipes from my grandmother.
See? And now Lexi's about to cry.
No, I'm not. I never cry. I've never cried in my entire life, actually.
Hey, your aura forming.
Yeah. Best believe.
Yeah, I don't know how to like cook. But anyway, that was good. And I love mac and cheese. So
yes,
great.
I love mac and cheese. That might be my favorite food.
It's
except
really
I get
there.
A cheese headache.
Really?
Let
me not be like really. I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, I've said this. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm like acutely allergic. Whenever I eat something really cheesy with like a lot of cheese on it, not fake cheese, real cheese, I get a weird headache, and it's not like a pounding hurting, it's just like in the back of your head.
I know what you mean. I get the same thing.
Really?
Yes.
I've never met anyone who has cheese headache.
It's like, it's not like I just get the headache. I'm actually lactose intolerant, not the type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So maybe you have a little something.
Maybe, but like,
drink a lot. Yeah,
nothing else happens to my body. It's just my headache.
No, I also get like gas and sweat. And
see, that doesn't happen to me because I'm a girl.
Damn. You got me there. Bro, I bet when you poop, flowers come out.
That I don't even do that. I'm not even there yet. I'm still an adolescent. Okay, should I just give my number one? Wait. This is so stupid. You gotta chill out. We're gonna lose you. I'm not looking at you.
Okay.
Okay, let me give some of my honorable mentions before I give my number one. Okay.
go.
Okay. First one, very basic. Jelly patties. So Krabby Patty with jellyfish jelly on it. It looks delicious. It looks goopy. I love goop. I want it really bad.
Number one goop fan here.
True. Number two of honorable mentions. Creme de la creme. So this is, do you ever see the movie Aristocrats?
Oh my God.
I don't think
yes.
we know what we're talking
about. No, yes.
Aristocrats?
Yeah.
I'm so happy you know this.
Creme de la creme.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry. I want that so bad because is it milk and cookies?
And he dipped it was a cracker. And he dipped it and he went.
And like the milk went in like the little divots in the cracker.
Yes.
I want that so bad. I want that all the time. I don't love that movie that much, but I remember as a kid, like I would watch that scene and then I'd turn it off.
Over and over.
I would just watch that scene. Yeah. Okay, number three. Turkish Delights from Narnia. Mm. Do you ever see this movie?
No, I've seen it. I always thought that looks nasty.
Really? Okay, I know in real life it'd be nasty because Turkish Delights, I think it's like gelatin. It's jelly.
Yeah, see, what happened was I thought, oh, that looks kind of good. And then I heard that they're like,
What I wanted it to taste like was like a powdered donut, but not with like just a little stupid amount of jelly. I want a jelly donut to be like 90% jelly, 10% donut. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought the Turkish Delight would be.
I thought it'd be hard candy for some reason. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big hard candy girl.
Sour hard candy in particular. Like, I'm not really a fan of perfumey ones.
I'm kind of a baby though. Like, I can't eat a Warhead.
Well, you need to work on that.
All right. Yeah, I got to improve. Okay. This one is also basic, but the porridge from Mulan that she eats. Do you remember with the smiley face? I've never had rice porridge. Mm.
It's kind of, I don't want to say basic because it depends on what you put on it.
Well, the thing is, we've established this many a times on the show. I'm white. Yeah. I love white rice.
Yeah.
And I think porridge would be the best thing ever, actually.
It's definitely not bad.
Okay. It's definitely okay.
It's definitely all right. Again, well, rice porridge is like, it depends on how you make it, because you can make it with stock, or you can make it with just water.
Oh, yum.
You could make it, well, usually it's savory. So
That's what I want, though. I want it to be savory with the eggs and the bacon and stuff, and I want the cricket to be in it.
Okay.
Not that I want to eat the cricket, but I want him to be there.
Yeah. You want to have a nice bath.
Right. Okay, and then here's my Charlie and the Chocolate Factory mentioned, the Chocolate River. Mm-hmm. Not the part where Augustus gets sucked up because that's gross.
He's by the edge, sort of.
No, I'm talking about when they're in that candy dragon boat and it's pink and they're just like floating by. That's where I want to drink
it. Doesn't he get a mug and maybe I'm thinking of the older version?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't watch Willy Wonka very much. I watched Charlie.
Yeah, no.
And I always loved that. And I wanted to drink it from that specific part because I remember when Augustus gets sucked up, I thought it was so gross. Like, it freaked me out. It scared me.
Yeah, I also got scared and nauseous watching that part.
It was so gross. Like, even the chocolate didn't look good there. But then they bust into that number and that dance number, and that's really great.
It fixed everything.
Yeah. Okay, next, the glove candy from SpongeBob from Glove World. Do you remember? He sticks his tongue out and he has a glove and it dispenses little glove candies. They look like Smarties, that kind of thing.
Oh, I understand.
I don't really, you know what? This is something that Grace and I were talking about. My dear friend Grace Lajeunesse, shout out to her. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this on the phone. She's like, no, I want to try that really bad. And I said, ew, what's wrong with you? And then I thought about it. I said, wait, the glove candy was the answer all along. I really want to try it. I don't remember if it's... I think it might be the same episode as Rock Bottom. Where he, like, gets stuck.
Episode?
Yeah, no, I think it might be at the beginning of the episode. They're at Glove World, and he, like, dispenses the glove candy on his thing, and then he gets lost afterwards. Because remember, he's, like, starving in Rock Bottom, and he's, like, looking for food, and he's like, oh, I want my glove candy. Oh. And he just hit his head. Okay.
Sorry, the wire got stuck in the chair, and I got down to... And I hit my head on the mic, and it didn't
And I had
at
to
all.
Act like nothing was happening.
Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
No, it's okay. But I definitely think it's the Rock Bottom episode. We have to watch it. Because, like, the candy doesn't look that good, but...
I'm way overdue for, like, a full, like, episode of SpongeBob.
I love SpongeBob.
Like, at this point, I'm just going off of the feeling of watching SpongeBob.
I remember so many different specific things from SpongeBob. Mm. So many.
I also just have horrible memory in general.
So oh, not me. Helping, I think I have... memory. I have really good memory for, like, if I've been to a place, I know I've been there before. That doesn't make any sense, but that's okay. Okay, my last honorable mention.
Okay.
And then we can move on. This is going to be a niche one. Do you know the video of AI SpongeBob and AI Squidward? And they're like, bro, they're putting sprinkles on it. I want that cupcake.
All right, so it looks like we got a waffle coat and then chocolate. Oh, and
bro.
Now they're dipping in sprinkles. That looks crazy.
This looks very unhealthy.
Now they're putting it on top of a cupcake. Bro, this is
a witch's hat.
What?
They're giving her hair? Wow, I'm really into this. That, if you've seen that video, you know.
I sent it to you.
If any of you listening have seen that video, you know that that was a perfect impression we just did, and we deserve our flowers. But yeah. If you don't know, please go on TikTok or Reels or any platform and look up AI SpongeBob Squidward cupcake reaction.
Yeah, that, I will say, that is a very, I don't even know how to describe it. It's beautiful. It's one of the best videos I've ever watched.
I don't really care for AI, but that video in specific,
sure
it's not AI?
I'm not sure it was. I think that... Like, it was actual people talking, but then they put, like...
Oh, like a voice enhancer thingy?
Yeah.
Okay, either way, let me just say my opinion on AI. I hate AI. I think it's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing.
But
the cupcake Squidward reaction video is hilarious, and I love it very dearly. Mm-hmm. So, please go watch that and tell me you don't want to eat that cupcake.
Oh, I'll eat it.
Period.
It's a crazy cupcake.
I think you should say you're number one.
That I have everything.
Wait, you said all of them?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh my gosh. There's nothing you've thought of since then?
Okay, I want to know what I did today. I woke up at 9. I did my hair. That took 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I laid down for a 2-hour nap. I woke up. I was on my phone for 2 hours. And then I went, wait, it's kind of nice out. I should go on a walk. I went on a walk. And then we went to dinner. And now we're here. I didn't do any thinking in between. So, yeah, sorry.
Brain was off today. That's okay. Okay, my number one, I think you're going to resonate with this one.
Okay.
The feast that turned her parents into pigs from Spirited Away.
Yes. Oh, we did not even touch on Ghibli food.
That I know. I told myself, because obviously all the food in those movies, they look delicious. You could put anything on in this list and be like, oh my God, I want to eat that.
That's true.
So I was like, I can't put more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But this specific one, this is my favorite Ghibli movie. I love Spirited Away. I loved it before all y'all made soot sprites popular. So I've been on this
I
stuff.
I was on it when it was underground.
The underground Fresh indie when I was six. I wanted
I have it on DVD.
I had this on DVD. Oh my God, I love this movie. And I wanted to eat. I don't care if I turn into a pig. That's fine, honestly.
Yeah.
And her parents looked really yummy as pigs. They're like, they're fat. And she's like, oh my God, stop getting fat or they're going to eat you. And I'm saying, hey, if I was a river spirit, I'd eat them.
I'd eat them.
But okay. The feast, oh my God, I specifically remember
that big, like.
The dumpling.
The weird dumpling. I don't know what it
is. Oh my God. He eats the whole thing. It's huge. Oh my God, I want it so bad. I think about that at least once a week.
I heard that it was supposed to be like a koalant stomach. It was like the stomach of like, I don't know if it tastes like that, but that's what they base it off.
Well, if it's that, I don't want it. But I want the one from the movie that's going to turn me into a pig.
Yeah.
And I want all the meat that they get and all the fried food. Mm. Oh, my God. I want that food. So it looked so good.
It was really good. I understand. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Thank you.
You're completely right. This is... Sorry. I know we just had you number one, but now that reminded me of a different food. And this isn't necessarily, like, one of the ones that are, like, oh, that looks so good. Mm-hmm. Like, I want that so bad. In Princess Mononoke.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I saw recently. I saw it. I was at home.
I'm so jealous.
It in the IMAX. Yeah, it was beautiful. There's a scene where he's leaving. He's, like, on his way to Ironworks. Or, like, he's just leaving his village. And he meets the old fat guy. And they run away. You know,
it's been a long time since I watched this.
He meets the old fat guy. They run away. And then there's a scene where it's, like, nighttime. They're camping out. And they're, like, eating and talking. He takes... They have a big iron pot there. It's got stuff in it. And he takes something out of his bag. I'm describing this so bad. He takes something out of his bag, and it's, like, a brown square. And he takes a spoon, and he like, gets a little, like, piece of it, and he stirs it in the
like...
I need that now.
You need the square?
I assume it was probably, like, miso.
I was gonna say miso or, like, beef broth bouillon.
Yeah. Beef bouillon.
That's what I'm thinking. Like a bouillon cube.
I assume it was miso. And I'm sure, like, you know...
Wait, I think I'm, like, remembering what you're talking about. I don't think I've seen this movie in probably, like, 10 years.
It has a really nice lacquered bowl.
Yes. I remember this.
I'm thinking now... I don't think it tastes that good.
It's no, just, but like, I'm... So cool. What if it's like a Mills brownie?
Yeah, bro.
And they're putting it
in
the soup.
Can you explain that analogy to me?
I love Mills brownies more than anything else in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows, like, everybody... You know when you're sitting at a table and everybody's, oh, I'm going to go get something from the sweet treat table, whatever. 90% of the time, someone brings me back a brownie, even though I don't ask, because everyone knows I'm a fiend for them.
Okay, I'm guilty for that, and I low-key get kind of hurt when you're like, no, I don't want the brownie.
Because, like, bro, sometimes I can't do 3 brownies a day, because I'm going to lunch, and I'm one thing about me, if we're going to eat a Mills brownie, I'm going to eat at least 2. Mm. So I can't go to lunch and have 2 brownies, and then I can't go to dinner and have 3 more. Like, it has to be limited. But I do love the Mills brownies.
That's understandable.
So much so that we came back from freshman year, like, with sophomore year. It was, like, very early on into the semester. And one of our friends, who is no longer around, she called me a very terrible name that I cannot say because it's a bad word. She called me the S word for brownies. And I said...
What?
Oh!
I remember this. Yes.
I said... Oh!
So that's how you see me.
I said, well, you know, and you're not wrong.
No, they are good. They're good in, like, a way that you know that they're bad.
Yeah.
But I still love them. Like,
I love them.
They're not good.
I did not try the spicy brownies.
I tried the spicy brownie. It was actually quite... It was interesting.
I was not interested in that. I like the regular brownie. I don't want them to do anything to it.
I think it tasted good. It was just like a brownie with, like, you know, like, a little... paprika in it. Like, it was like cinnamon kind of. I like that.
You know what I hate?
What?
Cinnamon candy.
Really?
Like Red Hot?
No, Red Hots are disgusting.
That,
I don't like
is that not like cinnamon flavored though?
No, it is. It is. No, I don't really like cinnamon candy either. I will tolerate the Red Hot gum.
Ew, gross.
But that's it.
Yucky. I'm so sorry if we have any Red Hot stands, but
you're wrong for
that.
Why is that your choice of candy?
What's your choice of candy? Okay, we're at the movie theater. What are you getting?
Okay.
What's your order? Full order.
At the movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm kind of basic. So all I get is a large popcorn and a large soda.
What soda?
Well, usually they don't have Coke. So I'll get Diet Pepsi or Sierra Mist.
Okay.
Well, they don't have Sierra Mist anymore. It's Starry now,
I have
right?
no idea.
Starry's gross. I don't like Starry anyway. That's gross. So I get a large popcorn, a large drink. If I were to get candy... probably Skittles. I'm a normal
Sorry,
person.
I won't be a hater. I don't like Skittles.
Hey, don't hate. I can understand that. I feel like the Skittle hype has died down some.
Mm.
I feel like no one's ever saying, like, their favorite food is Skittles. Like, it's
favorite food.
I mean, favorite candy. Chill. Like, everyone's too cool to say that their favorite snack is Skittles. Now.
And I'm like, the one good. Who's harboring the hate and making it unsafe for Skittles stands.
Well, I stand strong. You can't silence my rainbow. Because I'm a Skittles fan.
I'm going to burn and torch you, actually,
I'm
for
gonna
that.
I'm going to taste that rainbow. I don't know. Like, I feel like... Oh, a payday.
Okay.
Payday. Maybe that's kind of old. I love a payday. I feel like I'm really old now because sometimes I have a candy bar and I'm like, man, that was really sweet.
Oh my God, like, you loser.
Sometimes I have like a
Snickers bar and you go, ew, it's too sweet for me.
I get halfway through the Snickers bar and I go, that's enough.
Oh my God, could not be me.
Sorry.
But no, payday is so valid. Very underrated. If you've never had a payday and you like peanuts, totally get one. They're really good.
Because it's not too sweet. It's sweet and salty.
Yes, I do love salty.
It has the salty peanuts, which I like. What about you? What's your to go?
Okay, number one, I have to get an extra large lemonade that's going to make me pee in the middle of the movie.
Of course.
I have so many pictures, and it was a bit for a long time that I take a picture of the lemonade at the movie theater next to my head because I get the largest size, and it's just as big as my head. And I love it. I love lemonade. Mm-hmm. So I get extra large lemonade. I always go to the movies with my family or like with other people. I've never gone to the movies by myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm always sharing popcorn, and I always feel sick because I eat too much.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what happens to me is me and my dad will get a large bucket and we'll polish it off like half of it like before the
commercials.
Starts,
yeah.
And then I don't want to touch it for the rest of the movie.
No.
So we're playing like popcorn, hot potato. And he has to hold it.
No, my brother and I, we both have the same problem. We're like, we get full. Mm-hmm. We don't want it anymore, but you can't put down the cup. It is so good. I love movie theater popcorn.
No, it's the best.
It makes me sick to my stomach every time. I want to die after I get out of the movie and I am like a big sack of, I don't even know. It's
popcorn
just a popcorn
lemonade.
Sack. It's yucky.
Yeah, it's gross.
But I'm always eating that. And then I love Sour Patch Kids at the movie theater.
See, I'm not a gummy fan, so I can't.
Yeah, I get that. Gummies are, they kind of hurt my teeth.
This is weird. Like, as a kid, whenever I ate a gummy, I'd always get a headache. So they just are kind of, I know that's
what
weird.
What kind of gummies you eating?
I don't know. Like, it would just be, like, Sour Patch Kids. They're, like,
what?
Gummy bears. I'd eat one, I'd be like, ugh.
Uh-oh.
So,
let me try and give you one that's not. Anything.
I mean, it's your choice.
No, but anything Nutella, like, or, like, hazelnut chocolate.
What is the one with
Ferrero Rocher?
Oh, yes. I do love Ferrero Rocher.
Those are, again, those are something like, I remember our dear friend Alani bought like a pack of 12 and I was like, she's like, oh, we can share them. I said, that's a bad idea because I'm taking all of them. You're maybe getting two. That's not sharing.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't mind. I said, girl, take them away from me. I will eat all of them with no control. I love those things.
I feel like for me, the part that I love Ferrero Rocher so much is because they're like so scarce. Like to me.
What does that mean?
Like I don't get them
scarce?
Often. Scarce. Oh my God. Yeah. I was thinking it's not.
Everybody,
thinking, like,
welcome to the stage. Scarce.
I was thinking, like, scarcity, bruh.
Babe, scarcity.
Yeah, listen. Everyone chill.
No, I'm not laughing.
Okay, the nice thing about having the show by myself is no one will see. So you're not getting invited back, actually.
No, the viewers are going to love me. Your 6 million viewers are going to change to 10. They're all going to love me.
Oh. My 6 million viewers... Eradicate that thought from your mind immediately now. Anyways,
yeah, Ferrero Rochers. Ferrero, I love them very much.
I love the Ferrero Rochers. Mm-hmm. They're so delicious.
I love them so much.
Yeah. All right, guys, we are nearing the final 10 minutes of our show. We're not quite ready to go yet. We didn't play any music. I actually have two vinyls lined up that we didn't get to because we were talking about Ferrero Rochers and cartoon food. But I still have, I think, 3 more shows left in the semester. We're not ready to pack up yet. We still got a few minutes. No one's after us. The things will play by themselves. So, what do you want to talk about? We got 7 minutes left. Like, you want to talk about Fortnite? You want
to? Oh my gosh, I would love to tell them about Fortnite.
So me and Lexi, when did this start? Last year?
Last semester.
Last semester. I can't remember how it started. We were like on the couch and we were like, I said, okay.
So the bit for a while was on, we go, can we watch a Jackie Chan movie? And I go, no.
Which crazy thing to deny, by the way, because that's the best guy ever.
It was the bit. It was the bit. And yeah. The bit was that he go, and it's similar to Notre Dame. After we watch Hunchback of Notre Dame, he's like, well, can we watch Jackie Chan movies? No. And then finally we're sitting on the couch. I don't remember what we were doing, but I go, can we watch a Jackie Chan movie? And he puts on Drunken Master. Was it the sequel?
No. And that was my mistake. I wanted to show Lexi Drunken Master 2, which is the one I grew up watching and that I like more. We ended watching Drunken Master 1, which I had actually never seen before. And it was not as good as Drunken Master 2.
It was so crazy. The movie, there's like, it was all in Chinese, right?
Yeah.
So you're just reading the captions. It's just like Jackie Chan, like, yelling at this old man who's drunk and, like, smoking a pipe the whole time.
Drunken Master.
Yeah, of course. And they do, like, karate fight scenes. And, hey, I'm a guy, I love a karate fight scene. Each scene took 8 minutes.
And that is a common theme in Jackie Chan movies. The fight choreography scenes are beautiful. They're very well done. He's a great, you know,
performer
and martial artist. The scenes where he fights are very long, and they're especially very long in Drunken Master 1 because it's like his older works. Mm-hmm. Like that was on film. It was, you know,
rough. But here's the thing about it. You start watching it, it's funny at first. And then you keep watching it, mm-hmm. and it starts to get not funny. And you're like, okay, when is this going to be over?
And then you
start falling asleep. And then all of a sudden, it starts to get so funny again near the end.
I remember really specifically, we were watching it, and it was starting to get to the point where it was just like, okay, like, he's fighting again. And we were doing something on our phones, like, or we were talking, whatever. And we zone back into the movie, and I go to Lexi, I'm like, are they speaking English? So the entire movie, they were speaking in Chinese with the captions. But for some reason, I was like, have they been speaking English the entire time? And Lexi goes to me and she goes, I thought so too. I just thought the same thing. And I was like, what the hell?
Mind you, completely sober. There's no nefarious things going on here.
It was like 8 p.m.
on a school night. Like... Okay, so after that, I'm like, well, now it's my turn. I have to show you a movie I like.
Yeah.
I feel like, I showed him Joe Dirt. Again, reiterate, I'm white. I'm from a hick nobody town that deserves nothing. It's white trash. Joe Dirt is a movie all about that, and it's so beautiful, and I love that movie. Please, okay, if you're going to watch it, you can't because you're going to cancel me. Because it's a little bit raunchy. It's a little bit outdated. But oh my God, is that movie important to me? Is it a good movie?
No.
Is it the best movie? Yes. I loved Joker. Okay, An did not like Joker.
This might be kind of surprising. I know it's kind of surprising to you and also to my 6 million counting viewers. I'm actually, like, I don't actively seek out comedy movies that much. My movie taste is actually kind of, like, dramatic and, like, a little, like, darker. I don't know. Not
Joe
evil,
Dirt but, is the story about a man on a mission to find a family.
And, well, Joe Dirt was not... it was dramatic, I guess. But more than that, it was just kind of gross.
It is gross. It's gross. You're probably going to watch it and go, ew.
Yeah,
who is this girl? I never want to talk to her.
The movie remind me of, like, Crumbs in a Corner. when you're pulling out your furniture to vacuum and you just see, like, all the Cheeto crumbs, you're just like, ugh. That's what that movie
is. So, yes, I agree with that.
And I thank you for showing me that movie as an important part of your life. You know, I enjoy that part. Personally, I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it again.
I agree. Yeah, see, you know, it's just the kind of thing that I reference a lot of, like, I kind of copy the sayings from that movie a lot. So all the time, like...
Which most of them we cannot say on the radio.
Yeah, right. But. So I can't give you an example, but I say them a lot, and everyone goes, what are you saying? What does that mean? And I had...
And
I just like,
see what I was going, you don't know Joe Dirt? No, I don't know who Joe Dirt-tay is.
Dirt-tay, don't church it up, son. Okay, so then it's that it started, and so now whenever we get the chance, we take turns. You get to show a movie to the person, other person. Other people can come, but at the core, Fortnite is on an ice thing.
Yeah.
Him and I always have to be present for it to be a Fortnite.
Exactly.
And you just go back and forth movies that are important to you. It's not just movies that you like.
Yeah.
It has to be a movie that is important to you.
Yeah. So we've gotten through quite a few. I won't list all of them because we have gotten through
no,
a fair
No, we've
amount.
Gotten a lot. So we've I feel like you have lot. To do the highlight reel.
Yeah. The favorites that we watched that from Lexi that we watched, I liked The Shining, La La Land, Run BTS, which is episodes of BTS. Don't even start talking about it because we only got a minute left.
Okay.
What else? I really liked The Shining. So
yeah. My favorite was Nausicaa, first Ghibli movie, right?
Yeah,
first movie
first
he
Ghibli
ever worked
movie.
On. Yeah. A fantastic movie. Everyone should watch it. It's on HBO Max. Please go watch it. It's fantastic. And then The Dark Crystal, which is Jim Henson
Best
puppets.
Best movie ever. Everyone go watch Dark Crystal right now.
It's really great. If you don't like puppets, if you don't like Labyrinth, that movie with David Bowie, you're not going to like it.
Well, it's very similar to Labyrinth because the Jim Henson studio worked on both.
Yes. So if you like Labyrinth, go watch The Dark Crystal. If you like The Dark Crystal, go watch Labyrinth.
Labyrinth? Times 100.
Yes.
It's a beautiful movie.
It is fantastic. It's so, if you are at all interested in like production of movies, this is such an interesting one.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. All right, guys, we are rounding the last minute. We really pushed it to the end here. I want to thank you all for joining me on this episode of What's for Dinner, where we did not talk about what you should have for dinner at all, but thank you still for listening. Thank you to Lexi for joining me.
Yay!
Yay! Again, my name is An. I'm your host On Air. I was here with Lexi Bull. Everyone, have a wonderful night.
I hope you have a good dinner. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Guy.
And I'm Will. We're from the band Coldplay, and we support College Radio Day.
Hey, this is Sean Lennon, and I support College Radio.
Estás escuchando el Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria.
Hey, everybody, this is Grace Potter. Thank you for supporting World College Radio Day.
Salut, vous écoutez le jour mondial des radios universitaires.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Freight from Lumineers, and I support World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Alanis Morissette, and I support college radio. But I won't do your homework. Please don't ask me.
And I love college. Hey!
This is World College Radio Day.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update.